High-fat, low-carb diets work by changing the body's energy source to fat and producing something called ketones in the process. A recent Johns Hopkins study showed such a diet improved cognition in people who were mildly cognitively impaired. Jason Brandt, the study's lead investigator, says the diet did not compromise heart health, as some thought it might.
We saw that people who were in the modified Atkins group did not show an elevation of their triglycerides, low-density lipoproteins, and other markers of cardiovascular risk. So eating a high-fat diet can be good for you if you keep your carbohydrates low. The ultimate question is if you do this lifelong, if you start middle age, start on a ketogenic diet or a low-carb, high-fat diet, over the long term, will you reduce your risk?
Brandt says no long-term studies have been done to assess the impact of such a diet over a lifetime. At Johns Hopkins, I'm Elizabeth Tracy.